Chapter 11. Epilogue. That night I went to see the king. He thanked me for my loyalty.
"You have been a good and dear friend, cousin,"
he told me.
"I will try to be a good king. You have shown me how a good king behaves."
Fritz and I left the king. Fritz seemed in a hurry, and he led me quickly to another part of the building. "Where are we going?" I asked him.
"We're going to see Princess Flavia,"
he told me.
"She heard that the king was here, and she came to see him."
He coughed awkwardly.
"Colonel Sapt has told her everything. She knows who you are now, Mr. Rassendo."
"I see," I said slowly. "I wonder why she wants to see me." Fritz opened a door and pushed me into the room. He did not enter. The room was dark, and at first I thought I was alone. Then I saw the figure of a woman standing near the window. I approached her. "Princess," I said. I bowed very low to her.
"No,"
she cried.
"You must not bow to me, Rudolph. You're the man I love."
"I love you," I told her. "I love you with all my heart." Princess Flavia looked at me tenderly, but she did not say a word. "Perhaps I was wrong to pretend to be the king," I said, "but I never lied about my love for you. Never."
"You were very brave to do what you did,"
she told me.
"You saved the real king, and you had to pretend to me. I understand that."
"I nearly told you the truth," I explained. "I wanted to, but the king's life was in danger."
"What will you do now?"
she asked me. "I'm going back to England tonight," I said quietly. "I have to leave Ruritania now that the real king is safe."
"I want to come with you,"
Princess Flavia said desperately. "Yes," I said eagerly. "Come with me. We'll be happy together, Flavia." She looked at me sadly. Then she said gently,
"Love isn't the only thing, Rudolph. I also have my duty here in Ruritania."
"I know," I replied. "I was wrong to ask you to come with me."
"I believe in love, Rudolph,"
the princess went on.
"But I believe in honour, too. I know you believe in honour as well. You played this dangerous game because you believe in honour."
"You're right," I said. I felt that my heart was breaking. "You must stay here in Ruritania, and I must go back to England. We'll never see each other again." The princess kissed me, and I held her in my arms. It was the saddest moment of my life. A few minutes later, I was outside the castle with Fritz and Colonel Sapt. It was now early morning. We went to the railway station and waited for the train. "We're tired," I said, "but we played our part like men, didn't we, my friends?"
"We defeated the enemy and saved Ruritania,"
Sapt said proudly. Fritz shook my hand warmly.
"The right man is not always the real king," he said.
Soon the train arrived, and I found myself an empty carriage. I looked out of the window to wave goodbye to Fritz and Colonel Sapt. They both stood on the platform. They took their hats off their heads and bowed to me with great respect. They stood like that until the train was a long way from the station. Was the end of my Ruritanian adventure. A few months later, Princess Flavia married the king. It was her duty. I settled into a quiet life in England. I never married. I often wonder what happened to Rupert Hensel. Sometimes I think he will return to Ruritania one day and make more trouble for the king. Then, who knows, I will go back there to help the Elfbergs again. I take a holiday in Dresden every year. I meet Fritz and his wife, the Countess Helga, there. We spend a few days together. Every year, Fritz carries a little box with him and gives it to me. There is a rose inside and a note.
Rudolf, Flavia, always.
Fritz carries a similar little box back to Ruritania with him after each holiday.